Summer Grilling and Picnic Tips. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and happy 4th of July. I'm Alyssa Bratton with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Avoid 4th of July grilling goofs with these tips from USDA. Gary Crawford has the story.
Along with the fireworks, millions of us will be hearing the sounds of food sizzling on the grill.
Yes, we love to grill at our house.
That's Mary Ann Gravely. She's with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Meat and Poultry Hotline. This time of year, she and her colleagues get lots of questions about grilling, and I had some also.
The biggest mistake might be cross-contamination. Contamination, which would be if you are carrying a plate of raw chicken or raw hamburgers to the grill, then you cook the whatever it is you're cooking, and then if you were to put that back on the same plate that held the raw food, you could contaminate the cooked food with bacteria from the raw food. So always have separate plates, one for the cooked foods and one for the raw food, so that you don't contaminate cooked food with bacteria.
The second biggest mistake is not actually with the grilling process, it's after the foods are ready to eat. And there, the mess up is
leaving food out too long. Normally, we would say never leave food out for more than 2 hours. But in the summertime, when it's hot, foods should not sit out for more than 1 hour. So set a timer so that you know if 1 or 2 hours has passed and put the cooked foods back in the cooler.
And Gravely says, keep foods like salads, coleslaw, potato salad on ice or in a cooler. The idea, of course, keep the cold foods cold, hot foods hot, because it's, say, between 40 degrees and 140 that bacteria can grow. You may say, aren't our foods supposed to be pretty much free of bacteria when we buy them?
Even if a food was completely sterile, you could contaminate it by just touching it. There's bacteria in the air, there's bacteria on our hands, in our breath. Just by handling a food, it could get bacteria on it, and you don't want that bacteria to multiply either.
If you have more questions, call the Meat and Poultry Hotline. It's 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Have a safe and happy holiday, and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.